Welcome to the Weekly Discover.
Hey!
My name is Jenny Myers.
I'm Chris Morley, and with us today, a very special return guest,
John Bronson.
Hey,
what's
hey,
up?
Hey,
thanks
dude.
For coming back. And despite our best efforts to bring you back anytime in the past like 2 months, life really gets us.
I'm a rare bird, you know?
Yeah. This is true. Before we catch up on all the crazy stuff you've been doing, today we are doing Release Radar 21. That's right, the fourth back to back or fifth back to back release
third?
Radar.
I think it's the third.
Because we're scared of our Weekly Discover, man. we'll rip that band aid when we get to
eventually.
It.
Eventually.
Hey, I fed into this, just for the record. I wasn't helping the Band-Aid
This
come
was
out
a 3-0 vote for Release Radar.
Yeah, before the podcast, we were like, do we want to do the Discover Weekly, or do we want to do a release?
And he flipped the coin for us.
Yep. Unanimous vote.
But here at the Release Radar, JD and I have an interchanging playlist of songs catered to us by Spotify's Release Radar. We will go through, we will listen, we will critique, we will act in clueless confidence to whether this caters to us or, God damn it, why'd you do this?
That's 7 songs from each of us, an intro and an outro.
Yes.
Well, what do we listen to?
Don't steal our format.
Yeah.
This is a classic jam that we bonded over when we took Rock and Roll History together years ago. This is Soul Man by Sam and motherfucking Dave.
Woo!
God, what a fucking jam.
God, they're good.
So before we get into this, John Brown, what have you been up to, man? Been some big changes in your life since the last time you were here.
And honestly, before we get into this, I just want to apologize on behalf of both of us that the last episode got cut off short. There was lack of space in
the SD
card.
The last 20 minutes was just music.
Yeah.
It's cool. Don't even worry about it.
It was upsetting. I was super upset. So we're gonna make up for it.
It's okay. This is why we're here. Yeah.
Indeed.
So, all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I've been, just experimenting in life, I guess you could say.
Nice.
Trying to figure out what the magical algorithm is for my happiness. I know it's different for everyone.
Absolutely.
But that being said, I had to kind of, I've been developing this side hustle for a while. Just selling stuff on eBay,
nice.
Doing video game consoles, like whatever. I can make a quick buck. And it had been working out pretty well while I was still working at Vans. And so what I decided to do at a certain point was just kind of jump into deep water and say, fuck it, started not working and dedicating more time to the eBay stuff. And it's been turning out pretty well.
Hell yeah. Full time into the chip and flip.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Gives me more time to really pursue other things that I want to do in life that would definitely feed more into my happiness than if I were to just not do them. So
yeah,
definitely very, very in a good place and stoked about it. And I'm just like totally grateful that I'm able to be getting by and like more than that, just be being myself. So 100% happy.
I can't help but be intimidated. You're slamming a gun on the table.
I am slamming. It's the Derringer, man. Come on.
Boom. You stay strapped.
I'll leave it right there. Just
ain't your average floozy. You would survive on one of those casino ships. One of them river boats.
Stay strapped.
It's punctuating my remarks.
Yeah, no, you're like, instead of clapping, you're slamming the Derringer on the table, just like boom, boom, boom.
Perfect. That's great, dude. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
It's a scary thing to do in our like our mid 20s to be able to just jump ship from something that's for sure, but try to invest your time and effort into something that's more fruitful for you, something that gives back to you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm very proud of you for making that move, and I'm glad it's working out for you, man.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, no, I will say that I've been definitely consuming a lot of content of like surrounding that kind of a culture, like entrepreneurship, or just in general, just like finding your own happiness, and it's definitely been working out. So I definitely. Appreciate people who like to put that kind of stuff out.
Oh yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
That's the way to do it. You just gotta fucking jump in and do it. That's the only way it ever gets done.
Well, and this one guy in particular he motivated me to do that, so I did it. And then it's like I look back a couple months later, I'm like, damn, I'm doing okay. Like I had it in me.
Oh shit, I did it. Like oh fuck. Well, when did that happen?
Yeah, no, that's what I was doing before I came over. I was like. Late or whatever, but I was literally just packing up like a bunch of shit, and I'm like, fuck, like this is kind of like just
the hustle never
stops.
It never stops.
Always.
Nice, dude. That's
very good.
About.
Very good.
Yeah.
Then let's get into it, boys.
Let's kick it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I am going first this week,
I'm
and I will
excited.
Also be taking the first explicit tag. I was hurt last week. I went like 3 unanswered explicit tags or something like that.
Yeah.
But here we are. This is a Reel It In, all caps. Amine featuring Gucci Mane.
Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend.
She got some ass, bring it in. Starting off nice. Abina's good. I like Abina. He's different.
Abina, Dylan, we had on the cast last time. He's the one who backed Abina hardcore, like originally when I first heard about him. I never really like delved into his music too deep, but the stuff I have heard is good. It's just good.
Yeah, it's solid. It's definitely different. His production's a little different, and he has different flows. He's definitely different than you expect from that generation of like Atlanta mumble rappers.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of just took the triplet flow and went with it. I mean, this kid actually, he had one of the NPR Tiny Desk concerts also, which is really good.
That's super impressive.
Yeah, you got to be versatile to pull that off.
I
got the bag,
tell a friend. I have a totally unrelated but related question.
Yes.
Is that an ocarina that is playing right now?
Oh, dude, it could be sampled, yeah.
I'm almost positive.
I want it to be an ocarina.
I like to think that somebody got in the booth and there's like trapping super hard.
Yeah, they're just ripping that fucking ocarina.
Imagine being that guy. Just feel like, yep, that's my job. I'm the ocarina guy.
Can you imagine going on tour? If you have the ocarina guy, where the Zans at?
Dude, it's just like, instead of like cowbell, it's just like fucking headbanging.
Good Samaritan. The dopest. Throwing up money, I'm
a charity. Ripping notes. Doesn't need a microphone. He plays that loud. Quick, you embarrass
me.
What's the big warning at the top of Wikipedia? Is that about Giving Tuesday or whatever?
Wednesday. This Wednesday, we humbly ask you to protect Wikipedia's independence. We depend on donations averaging about $16.36, but 99% of our readers don't give. It's because they have 7 billion readers. Jesus Christ. If everyone reading this gave $3, we could keep Wikipedia thriving for years to come.
Yeah, yours is like 50.
The price of your Wednesday coffee is all we need. That's not true, because I pay like $1 for my coffee. Yeah. I don't get no fancy shit. I get to the goddamn point.
Yeah, today, I get to the goddamn point. Today, I got that free 7th cup of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, dude, the 7-Eleven app is like my favorite thing right now.
Those points.
Like, I'm always going to 7-Eleven. I finally got the app the last time we went. And like, I already have like a free hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, I already got points for it.
7-Eleven. Points, man. If you go to 7-Eleven and buy anything, they slice you.
I usually don't, but that sounds like something I would eventually accumulate. And
you get 800 points just for getting the app, which equals a free piece of pizza and other items.
Okay. And we're sponsoring 7-Eleven now.
Yes, 7-Eleven. Except they didn't give me points for Jewel Pod, so I assume nicotine products are excluded.
That's fucked up.
They want to discourage you.
Wow.
Yeah,
using them.
They don't want to reward me for being addicted to nicotine.
I think you deserve a reward for that.
I want a free quarter pound Big Bite for my Newport 100s. Jeez. Well,
sounds about right. I was digging that.
I have a place
that.
For that.
Yeah, me too.
The beat was different. It had, because it had the of course, like the heavy 808s, but it had the ocarina.
Yeah.
And then like they had the orchestral plucks.
Yeah.
Like the string plucks, and those. It was a nice juxtaposition. It was like Trap Fantasia. Trap Fantasia.
Dude, that's so funny. I was literally, before we started this podcast, I was watching a documentary about Walt Disney and Fantasia.
Now he's frozen and they're going to bring him back for World War III.
I guess, yeah, they are.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? He's not racist, I found out.
Really?
There's empirical evidence that he wasn't anti-Semitic.
Wow.
That's good.
That's good.
I like the way that sounds.
Fun fact, by the way.
Fun fact. Walt Disney, not racist.
Who knew?
Anyway, how's your day?
Well, supposedly that's what Spike Lee called him racist, like in the 80s or something like that, in the 70s.
Hmm.
And so it became like a big, huge thing.
Maybe he like spat in his $3 coffee or some shit and assumed it was a race thing and not just like, I hate you personally.
Oh my goodness.
God. But that's a save for me. I definitely have a place for that.
All right.
Let's... What I can assume be a drastic change in vibes.
Yeah, we're doing a little hydraulic hop.
I love this song name.
This is called Cowardly Pride. Like this.
I fucking love the word coward.
Pretty aggressive change of pace there. Yeah, these dudes are from Denmark.
Denmark.
You know, Danish boys.
Dane boys. Singing.
Yeah, they got a unique singing style on their choruses and their music, which is, I find it kind of insulting.
Yeah. It didn't come off as annoying. It wasn't nasally, it wasn't super high pitched. And I like this version.
Very genty.
Active from 2012.
Yeah. Started as a DIY internet project.
100 people also search for. It's some Norse names. Some Norsey boys.
And they came out with a highly regarded Anecdotes of Science and Soul in 2015. Just been going up from there. How do you guys feel about this one? It's like kind of nothing super impressive so far.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of. Because it does remind me of something. Something I like, but right. Something I don't go out of my way to listen to.
Yeah.
I feel like if I added this into like my big playlist, I'd end up skipping it more times than not.
You think so?
I think so. Not any hate on it.
Yeah.
I just know I have some consistent eternal fire on that playlist.
Yeah. And this may not be up to par.
I mean, I don't think it's bad by any means.
We're only like what, a quarter, halfway through the song.
Well, but what Chris was saying is like it's hard to like. There's, I don't know. I can imagine something like this possibly getting outshined by a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. Like if this was standing next to like Masamune by Periphery, I know which way I'm going every time. Because that song's way too low. They should not have done that. That break was pretty good, though. I like that. Had some old school discords.
Yeah, but it's never enough to like make you listen to an entire song. Just for, like, it's very rare for one part in a song.
I have like a very defined short list of songs where the breakdown is good enough for me to wait through the rest of it. Yeah.
There are tracks. Don't get twisted.
Mm-hmm. The two off the top of my head are "The Dot" by I Declare War, and I just had it, Chris. Oh no, drink more caffeine. Fucking Deadbeat by Silent.
Nice, yeah.
Because the rest of the song just sounds like fucking Beartooth bullshit.
Not that it's hard to get through, but...
But it's just like, I could skip this and move on to something else. But you're like, no, there's treasure at the end of this path.
Yeah.
I'm willing to walk
Worth
this
it.
Path.
Yeah, there's... It's a path I've walked before, but let's do it.
You said I Declare War.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
They had a Christmas album, didn't
Yes,
you know that?
I was about to say. Everyone's dressed up in like the most hilarious little like
Christmas get-ups.
Yeah. Nice. Adorable.
It's so adorable.
So adorable.
Especially if you listen to the tracks. They do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. God damn. You know what? I didn't hate that, but I don't think I'm going to save it.
Yeah, me either.
See, with this, luckily enough, it's not like something like a lo-fi song or something where it's like, oh, I'm not immersed in this genre, so I'll save it because I don't have any of it.
Right.
This is something that the three of us have been immersed into, both through listening and musicianship. Like, we know where to get what we want for this style of music.
It's a good single.
Yeah, it was a good lead single. I can understand why a lot of people would like it.
Yeah,
exactly. It had a catchy chorus. Yeah. It had a breakdown. It came in immediately tough with the riffs.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of like that chorus, the way it kind of lilted off, it was kind of sticking in my head a little bit. I may go back to it. I'm probably not. But I'm excited for what they got coming out.
Bitch, I might.
Yeah, bitch, I might.
It's possible. I will keep an eye out for Ghost Iris because I feel like they seem like they're good songwriters.
Yeah, they got this. They got the product. It's just if they're gonna put it out. That's really.
Yeah.
All right, what you got next, man? I know you've had some stuff to say.
I've been waiting a very long time for this.
Uh oh.
And. It sucks for things to fall short of your expectations. This is Walk Tall, Part 2 by Set to Stun. I was talking to our old roommate and buddy Pat earlier about this song. And we came to the consensus that this is a good post-hardcore song and not a good Set to Stun song.
That's rough.
Because I got their music on actually Discover Weekly a couple years ago. I had one of their tracks saved for the longest time, and then finally I got another one like a year and a half later. I was like, I should probably listen to this record. It's my most listened record of this year.
Yeah.
I am in love with that record. It's literally the post-hardcore version of Coheed and Cambria. It is a great record. I love it. Front to back. I think I have the whole thing memorized now in a matter of like 5 months.
Nice.
But it came out in 2015, and they've released nothing since. So this is their first single in 3 years.
What were they doing?
They're just touring.
Oh, okay.
Touring.
They just can't knock that. Yeah. I mean, they're on like a small label. They're a small band, so they got
to
make money. That's
power to
them. That's merch.
But I mean, 3 years, dude. There are bands that put out releases every year and a half and tours heavily. You know, and that's not to say like. there's no argument here, but like as a musician, that's what you're expected to do.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep up to snuff.
It's not fair, but it's how it is.
Yeah. It has been 3 years, and this is the first single. And it's by multiple fans that I've heard that are heavily into Sense of Stun to say it's not good enough. Sucks. Like that's yeah. They need to hear that. Honestly, yeah. As much as that sucks. Probably.
See, that's the thing. The standard was set so high from their first record, and the longer you wait after a good record, the harder it is to meet the expectation.
Oh, totally. That's just in general.
And then a big qualm I brought up with JD is they took a song name from their first album, and this is 2. So it's like, Walk Tall was on their original record. This is Walk Tall 2. So immediately you're putting it in with the first record.
You're
even if you weren't trying to draw a comparison, like, you did that automatically.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is part 2 from that record. Boy. There's some hardworking boys, though.
Yeah.
Like, listening to their first record, I thought that live they would stand completely still to play all the crazy shit they were doing. No, they have, like, a Let Live style show. Like, they're doing front flips and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Throwing the mic around being crazy. Yeah, exactly.
That's good, though.
I mean, I don't hate this song.
Yeah, honestly, listen, I'm not a Set the Stun fan. I'm not as super engrossed, but this is pretty good. Just from my outsider's opinion. Like, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to say this.
I don't really know a lot about this band. Is that a Star Wars reference?
I believe it's a Star Trek.
Star Trek. Oh, my bad.
The Prince.
I just offended a lot of people.
As like, I'll say as three of the next let's throw the headphones on the ground. Fuck that guy.
Set the Stun.
Gotcha.
Star Trek.
Phasers, boy.
Yeah, the phase.
Set your lightsaber to stun. It's just a baton. You just hit him with the, hit him with the metal part. Knock him out.
Knock his ass out. This is going places. This is on a little bit of a journey.
Yeah, which is what I expect from them. I feel like if I keep listening more, it will grow on me. I'll just need to stop listening to their first record and only listen to this one. It's supposed to be dropped by the end of the year, and we have one more month left in the year. So
we'll see.
We shall see.
We've got 33 days left in the year.
Jesus.
33 fucking days. You guys got your Christmas shopping done?
Fuck no.
I have not started. I have figured out what I'm getting for Edson's daughter, and that is all.
Oh, well.
Just because Edson said he wants to get it for her.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'll get it for her for Christmas. At the calendar store across from his store, they have teddy bears with small heads. It's very comical. It looks like a Big Hero 6 version of a teddy bear.
Yo, I'll go Splitzies on that.
Oh, I got you, though.
Splitzies on.
I wonder if I can find if I type in teddy bear with a small head.
A teddy bear with a small head.
Oh, God. If you type in teddy bear with, there's teddy bear with teeth, teddy bear with human teeth. Oh, the fourth one, a small head. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
There he is.
Oh.
Look at this motherfucker. I'll send it your way, John.
No, you're good. I'll just pretend I can see. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, you know what? We do have mobile devices we can pull this up on.
We do have computers in our pockets.
Yeah. Let's check this out. Teddy ball small.
Teddy ball small hair.
Teddy ball.
My teddy balls have small hair. What do now?
It's like that Google is a person video.
Oh, God.
My last visited page.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
My last visited page was a recipe for Millionaire Shortbreads.
Fuck, yes.
John, have you ever watched Great British Bake Off?
No.
I'm obsessed with it.
All right, you gotta show me.
All right, I'll show you. It's great. It's on Netflix, man. You gotta watch an episode. But it's just like it's just like British people baking stuff.
That looks delicious as fuck.
Yeah, I've been making stuff with my mom. Because of the nice. Show.
That's bonding right there.
Exactly. What are they
doing the crazy.
Uh-huh. Can't tell if he's like growling or like it's a real like guttural like vocal.
One of the dudes does lows and the other dude does most of the highs. They're only a 3-piece band.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a drummer and then the guitarist and bassist share vocals and they're brothers. They're an LA based band. And my MVPs of the year. Come on the pod. Come on the pod, please.
Yeah, 3 mics would be perfect. That would be our first 3-person cast.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yes, the drummer has a sick mustache.
Nice, I believe it.
Now they have to come on the pod because you complimented the mustache.
There you go. That's how. It's in the Bible.
Respect the mustache.
It's a save from me. I think if I listen to more, I'll like it more. I'm more so in anticipation of the full album because they're very theatrical.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think maybe in context of the entire album, it'll make more sense.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, there are like some Coheed songs where if you pull it from the album, it doesn't stand alone very well.
Yeah.
Because their albums are concept albums. So this is supposed to be the direct sequel to the first concept album in which they end standing on the abyss of hell. Ready to fight all the undead people. So
that's pretty badass.
Fucking stoked.
They better set it to kill instead of stun, man. They're not going to be able to stun all those hellspawn demons.
Can't be stunning all the demons, man.
Yeah, dude, they're just going to be left around. They're going to wake up eventually.
They're like, oh, fuck you guys.
Turn your lightsaber to kill, man.
Jeez, turn your lightsaber to kill.
Put that beam on.
Fuck yeah. All
right, let's get into this next track.
Let's do it.
No Time by Rare Bear. All caps, two R's at the beginning.
That's a unique name.
Rare Bear. This is actually a Dylan Selvage recommendation as well. I got hip to him from Dylan Selvage.
Thanks, Dylan. Come back on the pod. And also stop listening to Laika by Boston Manor so often. That's a really sad song. It's the second time I'm calling you out on that on pod.
So, Rare Bear is the project, recording project of Albany, New York-based producer Mark Lombardo.
Nice.
Sounds are sunny, moody, and wandering. Kiss Kiss.
Kiss Kiss, XX.
That's his bio.
Lombardo's a sick name.
Yeah, it is.
It's a respectable Italian-American name.
You know who else is, another famous Lombardo?
Who?
Falco.
Falco Lombardo.
Isn't that his last name?
No idea.
Let's go to the Google.
Hopefully it is, for your sake. No, I'm just kidding.
Lombardi, damn it.
Close enough.
Interchangeable. Hands off my prey. I didn't like saying that while looking at this teddy bear with a small head. Ryan's convinced that Edson's daughter's gonna be more scared of it than anything, and it's actually just Edson that wants this bear.
I think it is.
So either way, I'm copping this fucking bear. The plushes are buy one, get one half off, so I might get a lion too.
A lion, a mini-headed lion? That's actually
scary. He's got a tiny mane, which is also my rap name.
Tiny mane?
Tiny mane. I'm short in stature and versus.
I think there's just like unprecedented success for you under that name.
It's like, how can I get even smaller than Lil Peep? I gotta get even smaller than Lil Tiny.
Tiny Mane. I think you should probably be the driving factor behind the quintuplet flow.
The quintuplet flow?
You should take it from the triplet to the quintuplet flow.
Oh my god.
That should
god.
Be your pride and glory.
I'll do the 5/8 flow.
Yeah, the 5.
I'll just flow over Every Time I Die songs. I'll just put hi-hats over like fucking No Son of Mine's breakdown. Just hope for the fucking best.
You'd be golden.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
There's a market for it, I'm sure.
I would listen to it.
I would too. Dude, are we getting tickets for Every Time I Die? They're playing in like 10 days or something like that.
Yeah, on Friday. I got it.
The venue says it's selling out.
Yeah, I believe it.
Says every venue for every show ever.
Yeah, I was going to say. But you never know.
Fast.
That's the problem.
Well, it's a killer lineup. It's Every Time I Die headlining, and then Turnstile, Angel Dust, and Vane. So it's going to be very violent.
I think it's going to be probably a door show. We're going to have to go to the doors and get tickets.
It's funny because
unless you can get them tonight or something.
We'll see. Maybe I'll pick them up Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you gotta wait till payday, man.
One random day, I was working at Vans, and then this old guy comes in, and he's talking, and it turns out to be, like, the lead. I forget the lead vocalist name in Turnstile, but it was his dad.
Oh, sick.
He was, like, showing me all these pictures. He's like, yeah, my son's in a band. And I was like, rad. And I was like, what band? He goes, like, Turnstile. And I was like, I know that band. And he's like, cool. And I was like, this is a random experience
sick.
Ever.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome, dude. The vocalist is a ripped motherfucker.
Yeah,
he was on that Warped Tour diet, baby. I'd have my shirt off on Warped Tour too if I look like that. God
yeah,
damn.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Big boy.
All right, that was Rare Bear with No Time.
I really liked the vibe of it. Yeah. I'm not sure where to put it.
It's moody for sure. I'm saving that. I liked it. I would draw that.
It definitely built an atmosphere for me. Do you ever listen to music and attribute or correlate colors to it?
Yeah,
that was a light blue and lavender for me.
That's exactly what I was feeling. I was like, it's like a mauve and lavender.
We synced up.
I was picturing like the wavy, like a sheet of like lavender waving in the wind, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had that ability. No, I'm just kidding.
Develop it.
You can feel it. I'm sure you can see it. You can see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
at some point.
So I'll save it, but God knows where it'll end up.
It'll be somewhere.
Cool. We're moving on.
Yep.
To a fan favorite.
Yeah.
This song is Plastic by Jaden Smith.
Hey, what you got for us, dude?
Jaden's been musically impressive kind of for me, honestly, the past like year or so, because given his like tweets and shit, it was hard to take him seriously for a while.
Yeah, I understand.
But then he dropped like a great record. All right, cool. But I guess this is new. This is from the Sunset Tapes, a cool tape story.
A cool tape story. Nice.
He's recently gotten some press by and in certain interviews saying that Tyler the Creator's his boyfriend.
Wait, really?
Which Tyler the Creator is denying. So then Jaden tweeted him, he's like, come on, bro, don't deny it no more.
That's fucking great.
It's so funny. He's like either a next level troll or there's something crazy going on. I was like, dude, stop saying this in interviews. And he's like, come on, bro.
That's
fucking awesome.
That's so funny.
As long as it's in good humor. I hope it's in good humor. I feel like it's in good humor. Just me.
It seems like it's Tyler, the Creator's style of humor. He just never gets got with that style of humor. He usually gets everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
So the fact that Jaden Smith is enough of a meme to get Tyler, the Creator, I support it.
Wholeheartedly.
So good.
I'll tell people that, man.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
He's kind of killing his beat.
I'm about to check out these tapes.
It's a cool story, man.
That's what I heard.
6 million.
That's a lot of fucking listeners. Open up my whole plan.
Whip with a wingside Batman. Amelia was 10 mil.
Oh, damn. Sick. Let's see where Cuddy's at since he's in. Cuddy's at 6. Let's check this meme real quick. I'm just literally clicking different artists from his bio. There's Jackie Chan. What about Bieber? Yep. Bieber's at 25.5 million listeners.
Doesn't surprise me.
When is the last... What's the last song Bieber released?
Despacito.
Yeah. Dude, it's been a hot minute. Where has he been?
Canada.
Probably. Yeah. Someone asked that exact same question, I think, like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then someone had a great answer, and I can't remember what it is. I know he was in a Kublai Khan meme recently, just looking really angry. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. All right, so that was Plastic, Jaden Smith.
I have two playlists that can take that, so that's a save from me. Way to go, Jaden.
Yeah, that was nice.
J-Boy, what were your thoughts on Jaden Smith and his memery?
I thought it was good. I don't know. I don't really listen to Jaden Smith too much, but I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
Might give it a try.
Yeah.
He does have some good music.
Yeah.
Despite all the memes, I promise. there's some gold in there.
Yeah, man. I'm not versed in the hip hop. I'm not versed in the hip hop as well, but I'm getting turned on to it because of this cast. So
no,
he's
I mean,
good. He's cool.
The hip hop is like definitely where the world is at right now. So I might as well get with it.
I say rap overtook as the most listened to genre, overtook rock and roll for the first time in history.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah,
nuts.
Yep. You're the trap.
You're the fucking trap. All right, let's go. Let's go back in time a little bit.
Yeah, right. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, this is Too Much Love. Death from Above, 1979.
These guys fucking rip. I didn't know they're still making music. I'm glad. I tried to buy tickets to see them in Queens of the Stone Age open for Nine Inch Nails when I was in ninth grade.
Yeah,
and I wasn't allowed to go.
Damn it.
I haven't seen any of those groups yet. It's been like 12 years.
It'll come.
One of these days in time. I love Death From Above because it's literally a two-man band. The drummer also sings. They're also Canadian, I'm pretty sure. And their bassist plays his bass through a like Marshall amp, and he turns the distortion all the way up.
That's what's up.
It's a unique sound. I love it. They have some fucking riffs, boy.
Yeah.
On some of their older stuff, because I haven't kept up with them, some of their older stuff, they got the fucking riffs.
Yeah.
Like, they do the punky shit like this, but, like, some of the slowed down stuff, the riffs are fucking real.
Damn. Let's see. Jesse F. Keeler, the bassist and synth player, with drummer vocalist Sebastian Granger.
Sebastian Granger.
Yeah, released You're a Woman, I'm a Machine in 2004, Never Looked Back.
Great fucking record.
Touring alongside hyperbole bands such as Nine Inch Nails, Stone Age.
God damn it.
And making a sweaty, shirtless racket wherever they went.
Are those literally the only two bands they listed? The ones like the show I missed?
Yeah.
God damn it. They're
listing the show you missed.
Triggered.
Fuck's sake.
They worked with Mastercraft. It's pretty cool.
That's sick.
Jesus Christ, dude. Summer of 2014, they released their first single in 9 years.
Oh, wow. That probably explains why I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, which quickly followed their second album, The Physical World. So it took them nine years to put out an album. All right, well, Set to Stun is looking pretty good now.
I was about to say, it's all about perspective, I guess.
Seriously. Oh, that was fun. Let's go to my Garage Brock playlist.
I would say, that was just a punky track. I'm going to go back and listen to them.
Yeah. I gotta catch those riffs, dude. I need to go back and check the riffs.
Yo, I'm telling you, some of the older tracks, I'm about to check it real quick now they know their discography is two. Fucking jeez. Well, actually, they have a live record. They have a new one this year. Fucking Romantic Rights, Black History Month, and Pull Out. Pull Out has the riffs for it. Pull
it's
Out
gotta
has
be
got
that one.
The riffs. You don't name a song that. Unless it's got balls.
Yeah, true. That's you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that logic.
That song's spraying ropes. That's a good track. God. Let's get into this track. I just saw a couple of my music friends on social networking who I hold in very high regard and respect to their music taste. A handful of them are saying this is like their album of the year.
Yeah, dude, Can't Swim.
We're going to have to...
Oh, shit, sorry.
No, you got it.
Edit that out.
It Can't Swim, baby. This is... What have we done? I Can't Swim. What is this right here? It's called This Too Won't Pass.
Oh. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Check this out. What's this album? This Too Won't Pass?
This Too Won't Pass. It's got some cool album art.
Yeah.
They have a song called Amnesia 666. Oh, yeah.
Damn it, I put on my fucking browser again and saw these millionaire shortbreads. I just want to make them.
These fucking shortbreads, baby.
Pretty cool. I'm Mark, right?
Yeah.
A little Oni demon. Some fucking maple trees in the background.
I don't know. Those look more like bonsai, kind of.
Well, they're I'm pretty sure they're Japanese red maple trees.
I would say you know way more about the arbor arts than I do.
The arbor arts.
I'm out here like plants eat water. Photosynthesis.
I'm an artsy arborist.
Hell yeah.
That would be a good handle.
Yeah.
Artsy arborist.
The artsy arborist.
That's a good handle. Trademarked. Don't steal that shit.
Yeah, I gotta open that Instagram real quick.
Yeah.
Sell it. Sell it on OG handles.
What do you think can be the profit margin on something like that? Making all these witty like Instagram and Twitter handles and then dishing them out.
Yo, I listened to a podcast, Reply All. They actually have an episode about people that hack in and sim swap people and steal their user handles for like Snapchat, Instagram. Anything basic like reptile or like toad, like any like one word things that come on the OG handles, and they'll steal your handle and sell it for like $5,000.
That's insane.
Yeah, like insane amounts of money. And it's supposed to be so fucking easy. Like anyone can do it.
Looks like we found our new lane.
Yeah.
Is it legal?
No.
It did have stealing in the name.
Well, I end up seeing handles like IDK or like whatever, and I'm like, they definitely didn't get that to begin with. Like,
yeah,
there's some random fucking person never used their account.
Do you think the handle Butt Puppet is gone?
I think that was the first one on Instagram.
The inventor of Twitter's like, all right, so let me make the first profile at Butt Puppet.
Butt Slusher.
Butt. That was dissonant.
What have we done?
That was the opening track of the album. I actually really like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
And we've had a couple other tracks from that album. The one I resonated very heavily was the one that, in quotations, the name of the song is "Sometimes you meet the right people at the wrong time." And I'm like, oh god, my sadness, my sadness bones are quivering.
Sometimes.
So that is a save for me. I have a couple places where that can go, where I can listen to Emery and Can't Swim and cry. Nope, no bigs, just Sad boy season.
It's just, yeah, this is summer of sad. The summer of sad? The season of sad.
The season of sad. I did have rainy day summer sad boy, but now it's the sun goes down at 5 o'clock sad boy.
Fucking
the seasonal
it.
Depression body slamming your regular depression sad boy playlist.
God. The dark pile of seasonal depression playlist.
God, the weight of the snow on your back sad boy playlist. God.
Let's change it up.
Yeah, this is gonna fix me just right.
Let's change the seasons. This is ASAP Rocky. There's a dollar sign in his name, by the way. The S is a dollar sign. I don't know if you knew that. ASAP Rocky with a sundress.
Yeah, if you do it with an S, then you're just gonna see videos of Sylvester Stallone running. Oh, sundress. Where I hold Rocky in, like, we talked about before about, like, the heads of, like, hip-hop and rap modernly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about where I would put Rocky in that, because he's no joke.
Yeah, he's not.
And he's...
He's A-tier, I think.
I think he's up there.
He's got to be, like, low A-tier. Maybe this is just my clueless, uneducated view here, but I would say, like, low A-tier. He's not S-tier. He's not S-tier. But who the ASAP crew is? Is there an S tier?
I think when it comes to like proficiency, skill, versatility, and body of work, Rocky is above the rest of his crew. Mm. He's not my favorite. Mm. My favorite is Ferg.
Yeah.
I fucking love ASAP Ferg. He's like a more versatile version of ODB. I just like love his voice. He's funny as shit. He's so funny.
Older, faster.
Oh man. And Ferg just his beats, they slap hard as shit.
Nice. Much of their body of work.
You have to go back into it. They've been dropping shit since like 2011. Yeah. I remember working at the fucking Hot Topic at a run of mills and we used to get like Rocky stuff in and everybody did, yeah, ASAP Rocky stuff. And I was like the guy with the biggest vocab in hip hop. They're like, no, that's ASAP Rock. I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh.
Sorry. Who's this Rocky guy? Turn out he's not a trend.
Yeah.
He's the real thing.
The last Rocky track I heard, I think, was One Train or Goldie.
Goldie was like an OG single. That's like his breakout track.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was. I
saw a video recently of him doing like a freestyle track with Tyler the Creator, and it's hilarious.
Oh, nice.
They're both very talented. They work well with each other. Because he was also on Who Dat Boy, which is the lead single of Flower Boy.
Yeah.
Whatever Tyler's last record was.
Let's check it.
We got computers. That's what this is for.
Flower Boy, you right.
Flower Boy.
I like this a lot.
This instrumental is very different. I'm kind of really digging it. It really did fix my sadness from Can't Swim.
Yeah, I want to wake up to this track.
Really distracted me. And here we congregate.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I think I'll save it.
I saved it. So saving my book, man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Ooh.
So that lightened my mood. Let's ruin it. This is Making Me Feel Safe by Daisyhead. Daisyhead's one of those bands that was always recommended to me, but I never like really listened to. Did you ever listen to Daisyhead at all?
No.
Because like I know we're all in like to like the Basement, Newsblood, like
yeah.
all those kind of guys. These guys were their name has always floated around in that, but I've never checked them out.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, their fans also like is Microwave, Elder Brother, Matt Kareckis, Tiny Moving Parts.
Okay.
Huh. I know Microwave.
Microwave's sick. Matt Kareckis is the vocalist of Citizen.
Yes.
Hey.
He's good.
He's good. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like surprisingly large.
Yeah.
I saw a video of somebody like doing a front flip off the stage and he caught him in midair and threw him. Because he's mad that everybody was like fucking stage diving. Because everybody likes to treat Citizen like a hardcore band.
Yeah.
It's like going to title fight shows. Like people are like windmilling and spin kicking and shit in his title fight. It's just like happy punk music. Rest in power, title fight.
Pour one out. How are you gonna catch someone in midair and throw them out of the way? Motherfucker.
He saw the opportunity to big dog someone. The entire crowd knew what he was about.
Seriously.
Matt Kareckis, come on the pod and throw me across the room.
Oh my god. Tiny Mane, request your presence.
Tiny Mane. Come throw Tiny Mane. Instrumentally, it kind of reminds me of that first Moose Blood full length. It might just be like the guitar tone, the chord progression.
Yeah.
Which naturally makes me like it. And then they pick it up at the drums.
Yep.
I was like having the beginning of the acoustic guitars, kind of the brightness of the acoustic guitars. I always like that in songs. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just like an extra layer.
Oh yeah.
It's a happy trope. I'm here for it.
I like a nice Martin.
Oh yeah. All right. Did that make you feel safe?
No.
No.
I was gonna say I think so. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
What is safe?
I'll save it to find out. What is safe?
What is safe? That's a good question.
Safe is arguable. I have sad boy places for that. Yeah. So I'll throw that in there.
I think I'll let that one pass me by.
Mm-hmm.
Just this time. All right.
Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yo, you're not a true sad boy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This, I guess, just highlights the difference in how we handle our seasonal...
bouncing back and forth.
Our seasonal depression. This will highlight the difference.
I like feed mine and JD's in denial of what season it is.
He's like, nope.
This is Everybody Loves Summertime by Abriel, Soul Chef, and Lomez Brown.
For some reason, I thought it was Soul Cherry.
Soul Cherry.
Soul Train.
Soul Train.
Everybody likes Soul Train.
Soul Train. Here we go again. Good summer vibes. Everybody likes
summertime. Because no matter where you are. Yeah, I pretty much just deny that it's cold out. Here we go again. Good summer vibes.
Everybody likes summertime. Because no matter where you are.
I mean, it's summertime somewhere, right? The truth comes out.
It's supposed to be a high of 66 on Sunday.
Oh, you're joking.
No joke?
No.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
66.
That's the devil's temperature.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Relatively cold for the devil's temperature.
You remember 6-6-2006? Everyone was, like, freaking out.
I remember.
You know why I remember that? It was my 14th birthday.
You're joking me. Shut the fuck up.
And people were trying to decide whether me or my twin brother was, which one was Christ and which one was the Antichrist. I think you know where I landed.
I think so.
Yeah. 6606. It's ninth grade for the boy. Dating myself.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I hated it. The girl brought me a cake, so that was cool.
People were trying to say the world's gonna end, and then what was that? Like December 2012, same shit.
Oh yeah, 2012. They've made a movie about it.
Yeah.
They were like, according to the Mayan calendar or whatever it was, like this is the end of their calendar. I was like, yeah, because they didn't expect to live that long. They would have made a longer calendar if you made it.
Right. I was like, cool, we're going out. We're all going out together. Awesome.
You know how disappointed I was the next morning when I woke up.
Like bullshit it.
I just like look outside and like, damn it!
I bet everything on this!
The Mayans lied to me.
Whoever listened to Mayans.
Can I leave a Yelp review for the Mayan Empire?
Oh my god.
Totally misled.
1 out of 5.
6 years later, still waiting.
One half a star.
I'm only giving them 1 star because the calendar looks kind of nice. Just the calendar work.
I appreciate their artwork.
Yeah.
Everything else looks fucking lies.
All right, this would be good, like a movie or something. I don't know, like a TV show, but
absolutely.
I can't find myself listening to this, like pulling this up all the time.
I think it's because of the actually the consistent vocals for me.
Yeah.
Like, if it eased out at certain points, like, it would fit more into that kind of, like, chill vibe, instrumental kind of thing. Like, he was just dropping verses over it, but the fact that it's a consistent, like, radio chorus.
Yeah.
That's what, for me, is like, this is in a PG movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you talking about, like, kind of like a falsetto kind of thing? Or just just like any variation.
Just that there's no open time without vocals.
There's no instrumental time. Anytime a verse ends, they go into that same chorus,
like instant.
Which is it's a catchy like top 40 chorus,
right?
Which I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating the song,
right? I'm feeling it.
It's definitely like soundtracky.
Summertime makes me happy. Like almost montage-y.
Like I can see it in the beginning of a movie. You see your protagonist in a rom com walking down like a fucking boardwalk or some shit with his shades on.
Really, I can see this as like a whole bunch of people's Snapchat compilations of their summer trips. This is what I see.
God. Fucking music video at the top down.
Driving on the PCH.
The PCH?
Yeah, Pacific Coastal Highway, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Lingo. I nailed it.
And the fade out as he gets a phone call. Yeah, man, I'll be there.
All right, yeah. Cut to the next scene if I'm pulling into the parking lot.
I'll pass.
Yeah, same.
It wasn't bad.
I love the summertime, but I don't think I'm going to jam that again.
I don't think you need a song to remind you how much you love the summertime, because you keep popping it back and forth.
Yeah.
As do I. Here's our next track. This is Young Boy's Dream by Emery. I don't know why they're still sad. Like, I really hope he gets some help.
Yeah.
Were they on one point, were they on Tooth and Nail?
I believe they were. They're a Christian band.
Yeah.
They played like Scream the Prayer every year, even though most of their stuff is more emo than core.
Yeah, yeah.
They do have some screamy parts, some screamy boys. But they're like old now. Yeah, they were on Tooth and Nail.
Damn. Got them.
Got you.
Got you.
They were formed in South Carolina in 2001.
Wow.
Jeez.
17.
It's actually when they graduated college. So they were some grade A old boys.
Yeah. Oh, they're solid.
I love this band so much. Every one of their releases has been great in my eyes, with the exception of one we don't like to talk about.
Uh-oh,
don't talk about that one.
Because the thing for me with Emery, let me scroll down real quick.
Just want to be sure.
For me, oh, by the way, they have an 8-bit version of their classic album, The Question.
Oh, nice.
If you want to 8-bit it, it's pretty sick. Fuck, they have a lot of music. We Do What We Want.
We don't talk about that one?
We don't talk about that one.
All right.
Because the whole thing for Emery, the thing that hooks me, is their vocalist and their bassist have some of those beautiful modern harmonies. They both have these deep, southern, sultry voices, and they harmonize so well. This record wasn't supposed to exist. They were supposed to do an acoustic EP, which was going to be perfect. And the bassist left the band for whatever reason. So they're like, you know what? Let's attempt to make a heavy record.
Oh.
And it's just the one vocalist, and it attempts to be heavy, and it's bad.
Wow.
It's I don't know if it's bad. It's Emery bad.
Bad.
It's Emery bad. So right. They realized the error in their ways, and the bass player got back in the band.
Nice.
He came back, and they released a couple good records after.
It's like, yeah, I can't let you guys.
It's like, guys, I heard the record. I'm out of retirement.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I can't let you do that to yourself.
They need me.
The signal went up. Yep. Someone above the clouds.
Yeah.
Nice.
Saw the sad boy symbol in the sky. He's like,
it's winter? It's already winter? Nice.
Oh, it's already winter. My people need me. I'm not necessarily going to save that one. I still need to listen to that full record. We had another single from this album on here, I believe. I think it was Safe.
Mm.
I listen to that song almost every day.
Really?
It has a soaring ending.
Mm.
The whole song builds this beautiful ending, and it gets me emotional. It's great.
Nice.
Great fucking song.
Nice.
That was a good song, but... Yeah. They have a huge body of work I can go to.
If you need. If need
if,
be.
If need be.
Yeah.
If need be.
All right.
Where are we going?
We're going to the 5-year plan. This is my 5-year plan by Kawanashi.
Kawanashi. What is your 5-year plan, guys? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself saying, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
I probably will be doing that at some point in 5 years.
I'm going to be telling motherfuckers to eat my dick. That's what I'm gonna be doing in 5 years.
I'm trying to get that podcast money.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a podcast.
If I'm alive, I would like to be producing stuff. Yeah. If retail doesn't kill me in the next 5 years.
I see myself as the Duke of High Dad Productions.
Is that like an official title now?
We have a monarchal hierarchy.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
we have a king, but we also have a CEO.
Okay.
It's kind of integrated. It's a hybrid system. It's a chimera of a system.
It's a parliamentary monarchy.
I was feeling that. Exactly.
It's a corporate monarchy.
It's a corporate monarchy. Exactly. That's how it works. It makes no sense.
It does not. It's a contradiction in and of itself.
Like, we're all equals, but with different names.
We got a king, a CEO. What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Archbishop.
I'd like to think I'm an emperor of sorts.
You're an emperor. Maybe.
I think, ironically, I could be the Pope of High Dad.
The ball compass.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's what
He's
I do.
The freaking Pope.
We still need a tabletop the Pope. We haven't given up on that plan. This track's been pretty crazy so far. Bass has been popping. Poppy boys. What the fuck are these guys?
Don't check Spotify. No, I have any info on there.
Kind of Sabella style vocals.
Yes.
There it is. They're from Philly. I didn't expect it to calm down.
Yeah, this is kind of a riff.
Oh, Nashi is a progressive hardcore band out of Philadelphia, PA. Our sound reflects the mood, and our lyrics set it down in stone. Angry or sad, just feel with us. I get behind that.
Dude, this is popping. This
is different.
I like that about it.
Yeah.
Not like any other kind of
It's just different enough.
I was just talking to Ryan about how so many hardcore bands sound the same, because he was talking about how so many power violence bands sound the same, and I was like, that's niche.
Yep.
Power violence.
I trust you on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh.
I feel really judged right now. I like that at no point in this song has there been like a fucking China cymbal like breakdown kind of thing going on. It's always yep. It's all been kind of reserved in a way.
Yeah.
It's either crash or nothing.
Crash or nothing, boys. Hi-hat or nothing. Hi-hat 2018.
2019.
Ride cymbal 2019.
Ride the edge.
Edgelords. That was like almost a breakdown.
I know. Their tones are nice too. I like the production.
They feel refined.
Yeah.
It's a good feel.
And the grooves that they have coming on, the drums are always changing up the grooves there. That was nice.
Yeah.
I think I'll save that.
Yeah, I'm saving that.
It's worth looking into these guys.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. We're expressing the same sentiment.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to check that album out.
Yes, me too.
John, how'd you feel?
I liked it.
Yeah?
A good bit, actually, yeah. What?
They have a track called "You'll Understand When You're Older," and it has a manga boy as the cover.
I'm pretty sure we had that on the. I'm pretty sure we had that track on the cast.
It seems so familiar.
Yeah, I think early on, like one of the first 10 episodes.
Damn, how time flies!
Pretty soon we're gonna be at a year, dude.
Oh,
yeah, no, get out of here!
I know, man.
Serious.
We have to do a lot of prep for the year episode.
Oh, God, that's going to be crazy.
We're probably going to do a video or something, too.
Yeah, hopefully our Aussie listener gets back to us, so we can fly him out.
Aussie guy, hit us up, man.
Or girl.
Hit us up. Whatever Aussie person.
Aussie person.
Guy, girl, everything in between and outside of.
Yeah.
Come on the pod.
Even if you're a kangaroo, just bring him down.
The bangarangaroo. I just don't want to start this next one.
God, can we skip it?
I do this to us every time. Every time.
I want to headbang the microphone, like face slam it.
I am the devil. And this is my last track, too. I'm going out on a sour-ass note.
Just do it. Just do it.
Hi, my name is Chris Morley, the Weekly Discover. I constantly say that I hate cover songs, but bring them almost every week. This is Bullet with Butterfly Wings by Taking Back Sunday. Fuck me silly. Oh, God. I love Taking Back Sunday. Smashing Pumpkins are alright. But I also like mustard and chocolate ice cream. I'm not going to put that shit together. Yeah. And if I did, I need to go to the hospital.
You can't put a little pumpkin on your sundae? That's not okay.
Like mustard sundae?
Mustard on the ice cream?
No. Don't do that, please.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
It's like the same thing as chili. Chili in your sweets.
Chili in your sweets.
Yeah.
I have heard that before.
Chili sweets, man.
Like chili powder?
Yeah, you put a little chili powder.
See, you're thinking more Latin. I was thinking fucking beans and ground beef and bullshit. And I was like, don't put chili on a fucking eclair, you psychopath.
Yeah, you put in the buttercream.
This is ruining my life. I'm not making it in 5 years, guys. I'm not making it. This chorus isn't terrible, but once again, it's just no for no doing the original song. Which just did not need to be done again.
Yeah.
And once again, Four Year Strong did this, I think.
God damn it, you took the words right out of my mouth.
If Four Year Strong has covered it, don't cover it, because it's not going to be better. These guys are the only band that's... They get the only Chris Morley pass for covering songs.
Remember that? Was that Four Year Strong that we saw at Warped Tour? They did. I can't remember. They did like a bunch of like cover songs.
Oh, that was Senses Fail.
Senses Fail.
They did a fucking early 2000s new metal medley, and I wanted to tear my fucking sack off.
Oh.
I love Senses Fail to death. I've loved Senses Fail since like 2002 or something like that. They did me dirty. I would have preferred each and every member line up individually and spit in my face to have to listen to that bullshit. The only good part of that was Buddy doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
Which he did every other song anyway, so you should have just done 10 minutes of your own material.
Yeah, hey man, maybe they felt it was like the last Warped Tour. They just had
to do something.
They had to do it.
Yeah, we've been playing this thing since 02. Like, let's play something that we want that no one else is going to fucking like.
We do what we want.
Meanwhile, there's like a fucking 38-year-old dude in like a K3 shirt. He's like, this is so sick! I'm going to die, Bob! Cover Slipknot next!
So this is a... Taking Back Sunday, covering Bullet with the Butterfly Wings in practice.
Pretty much. Sound checking.
Yeah,
sound checking in practice.
Sound check.
What motivated them to do this?
Everyone's doing it now. But everyone's coming back to it.
But I hate it.
I was going to say, are they like friends?
I think they're just generationally separated enough.
Yeah.
Because Taking Back Sunday is old, but they're like early 2000s. Smashing Pumpkins has been dropping albums since like 92, I want to say.
Yeah.
So I think they're just separated enough. I mean, they dropped a new album. No, they didn't. They've been dropping singles this year.
Oh, JK.
Do you Smashing Pumpkins?
I'm going to Smashing Pumpkins right now. Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan's a fucking mess. He's a fucking mess. They did drop something on November 2016. They dropped an album. Smashing Pumpkins did.
Yeah, we had it on the cast, on the pod.
Yeah. How would you feel being a band like Smashing Pumpkins and hearing so many bands cover your music?
If I heard Four Year Strong cover, I'd be stoked.
Stoked.
Any others, I'd be pissed.
Well, I kinda...
Maybe, you know what, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, so...
No, yeah, I was gonna say, like, I would be like, cool, but at the same time, it's like... It's like some element of, like...
I feel like it would be kind of awkward.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you're like,
exactly.
Oh god, this is my song.
They're like, yeah, I wrote this.
It's like, oh, another one? Come on.
I agree.
Yeah. I feel like with the ego that Billy Corgan has, he probably hates it.
Yeah. Any rock star?
I remember, I watched some video years ago. I'm not going to remember specific bands. But it was like the original songwriter of some song listening to a Pop Goes version of his song, and he was just bashing it the whole fucking time. He fucking hated it. He's literally like, what is this goddamn garbage? Like, I can't understand what he's saying, and these are my fucking words.
You don't have to get their permission, do you? Like, if I want to cover, like,
I don't know.
If you're releasing it on a label, then you probably have to get the other label's permission.
Gotcha.
If you're
going to
release it. Like, if you're Taking Back Sunday, you probably have to get label permission.
Right, because they're going to pay for the person.
Not the band.
Like, hey, bro, can I copy your music?
As like,
play it like it's my
let me check out your music real quick. 5 minutes later, he's like, nah, dude. Nah, not my track. I'm not the one missing my track.
Miss me on that.
God. Shockingly.
Yeah.
Not going to save that.
All right.
That is not the worst cover we've had on here before,
it's
though.
It's not. It sounded like Smashing Pumpkins, so.
It literally just sounded like the original version.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I'll just listen to 4 Years Strong.
Yeah. That was, let's move on to this. The last track of the episode.
Probably going to be a heavy hitter.
Yeah. I'm still unsure if I like this band. This is Braveheart, King A10.
People were really on King A10's jock for a while.
Yeah, for a long time.
And, like, I'm not going to lie. I have their track Alpha Omega saved. It's pretty tough.
It's tough as fuck.
It's not, like, the heaviest, like, instrumentally, but it's really tough.
Vocally. It is. It rips.
Lyrically, it's like it sounds like a threat.
Yeah, it really does.
It feels like I'm being threatened. At one point, he says, "Do you want to feel your soul leave your body through a knife wound?"
Yeah,
that's a threat.
That's absolutely a threat.
That just gets your adrenaline running. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I'll punch someone that said that, and then they'll probably stab him.
They're from Flint, Michigan, so I feel like they're about that smoke too. Their bio just says, your favorite band's favorite band. Well, I'll stick to your guns myself.
Yeah. Just would fuss and we hated their guts because we didn't know our futures were bleak. And I remember to this day when we were kids, we used to play and that memory makes
their first album has 16 songs. So I block it all out and I
pull my Glock out and I shoot. Are they like long songs or just like...
Probably not.
I don't really know this band.
3 and 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's decent.
Some are a little longer.
Yeah.
It seems from the few songs I've checked out, they really like that juxtaposition of bringing it down to a very low level, very minimal, and then bring it back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that JD and I have talked about with like Royal by Russian Circles. It shouldn't be heavy, but compared to the other parts of the song, it sets them up to sound ultra fucking heavy.
Yeah.
In context, it's just really strong.
Because I could put this next to an I Declare War song and be like, oh, I Declare War is easily heavier. But listening to this, the way they build it up, I guess that's good songwriting.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, it's a good composition.
Yeah.
That's why it's your favorite band's favorite band.
I guess so. Jesse Barnett, reach out to me. Let me know. Do you love King A10? Do you love me?
Buckley Brothers. Do you like them?
The good old Buckley Brothers.
I need verified opinions.
That's probably grew up listening to Buckley Brothers.
Yeah.
I want to listen to this. That's why it's just like, I want to be critical, kind of.
Bass hits are hitting so hard.
Oh, those kick hits.
It sounds like they got somebody hitting a fucking floor tom at the same time.
I was going to say like Slipknot, but then it kind of like sounded hardcore-esque.
Yeah, it was almost clipping it away. Just that one section. That was
I can totally back the Slipknot claim, actually.
Yeah.
Especially like their first record. And second record. Like, I can definitely get that vibe.
Or like Duality.
Do you think these guys were one of the forerunners of bringing that new metal influence back into hardcore music?
Maybe. I mean, King A10 has been around for a minute, haven't they?
Yeah, they were like really popular, I'd say, like maybe like 5 years ago or something, when everybody had all the fucking windbreakers.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, kill people music is cool again.
I'm gonna see your soul leave you through a knife wound.
Can you imagine being the singer, just working a normal job, not even in a band? He walks into his bathroom to draw a bath. The tap water just comes through like mud. He's like, fuck this. I'm making a hardcore band about this. Flint, Michigan hardcore.
Yeah. That's meta as shit.
That is meta as shit.
That's meta as shit.
That's ultra meta.
the fucking poisoning of his water supply made him
That angry.
Yeah, that's about right.
He's like, my town's violent. I have no water for like 4 years.
Fuck.
God damn it. They're like the more enjoyable version of Gift Giver.
Mm-hmm. They're the good version of Gift Giver.
Yes, Gift Giver's like the meme version of King A-10.
God.
God damn it. What are your thoughts, though?
I enjoyed it.
Bree.
But I just want to listen to the next album. And I want to listen to that again, honestly. Like,
I don't want to listen to that again.
I don't know. I want to listen to the album. I'm not sure if I like King A-10. I'm not sure.
I'm also not incredibly sold. That didn't hit me the same way Alpha Omega did, because Alpha and Omega, he wasn't screaming. He was like talking the whole time.
Yeah,
and that gave a different level of intimidation to me.
Yeah, it was almost certain the way his voice, it was like, this is guaranteed. Like, it's not like,
yeah,
like, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to kill me. He doesn't even know me. He's going to take my life. I have a family.
Exactly. That's
how can I have a 5-year plan if the guy from King A-10 is going to stab me in the stomach?
Nice.
I'm going to save to remind myself. I'm going to listen through that album, I think, front to back.
Yeah.
And then make my claim.
Right. I agree with that.
This brings us to a point, guys.
Yeah.
MVP of the episode.
What was your most valuable song, John? Do you want us to go through the
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith?
No, I don't know.
Done. Easy.
We had Amina and Gucci Mane, Ghost Iris, Set to Stun, Rare Bear, Jaden Smith, Death from Above, Can't Swim, ASAP Rocky, Daisy Head, Abrio with Soul Chef and somebody else.
Yeah, that's Summer Joke.
Emery.
Mm-hmm, sad stuff.
Kaunashi, Taking Back Sunday covering Smashing Pumpkins, and King 810 Threatening My Life.
Selection. Wide selection there. I know what's
that is like a very broad
large breadth of genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, what songs stuck out to you, I guess? That's the first question.
What was the one? I can't remember the name. What was the one that it's like super unique.
Was it
hardcore?
The heavy? Kaunashi.
I think I like that one.
Yeah. That was a real good track.
Yeah.
It was good.
Kaunashi. That's up there for me. Because I also felt like he was talking to me. He's like, what's your 5-year plan? I was like, I don't fucking know, Mom! God!
Well, I have no idea what he was saying in the lyrics, but I just like conceptual songs like that. Because it just, to me, it seems like a question that like maybe a lot of people ask, and they probably shouldn't.
Maybe it's a question that a lot of people need to hear also that they haven't considered an answer for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An anthem to get your shit together.
Right.
Oh, God. What about you, JD? Anything you're thinking?
Honestly, Set to Stun kind of stuck out to me. In a weird way. I kind of enjoyed it.
I liked it much better this time around.
And I liked Kaunashi.
Kaunashi was really good.
I think those are my two, honestly. And I want to go Kaunashi just because it was interesting. It was very interesting. It was interesting.
Kaunashi was up there for me. I think Kaunashi and Can't Swim.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote myself off of Set to Stun because I fucking suck that band. It's not fair to me to vote for them, because I'll just vote them.
When they release their next single, it'll be our most valuable song, probably.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll probably pop a boner, honestly. Kaunashi across the board.
Kaunashi across the board.
Let's do it. That ninth inning, that home stretch hitter.
Yeah, dude.
Kaunashi.
Where'd you fucking go, Kaunashi, guys? Philly boys.
Good job, guys.
Philly boys.
Philly boys. Not too far away from us. Come on the pod.
I know. We'll have them on. It'll be sweet.
Or maybe we could bring the pod to them. I'm just kidding.
You know what? You're like the third person in a row to be like, take it on the road.
Everyone wants to
do a touring podcast, man.
We really should. I guess maybe that'll be the goal for 2020 is to do a tour.
That'd be cool.
To actually be able to go on and do a tour. Like hit like maybe 10, 15 cities, get a couple of bands, get a couple of guests, maybe do like 2 nights in each city or something like that.
Oh, that'd be fucking sick.
That'd be cool.
That's a good goal. That's my 2-year plan.
That's my
2 years. I don't have 5 at the moment. Two I can handle.
Two? All right, there let's go.
That's a 2-year plan. We can go for that.
My 5-year plan is to be in a bigger place as Archduke of High Dad. With a dog and a cat.
I would like to be moved into a castle with a rescue dog and a rescue cat.
Yeah, yeah. That's my goal. It's a 5-year goal.
Seems solid to me.
Hell yes. Well, hey, thanks for coming back on the pod, man. Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me.
I know you have a very, very busy life, and we appreciate you taking an hour or so out of your day to come hang out with us.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
It's much appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah,
man. It was a good time. Yeah. It's always a good time.
Always is.
Did you have fun? What do you feel? Like, yeah. What are your thoughts?
No, honestly, I've been on the show once before. I definitely, like you said, it got cut a little short. I forget what happened. You know, like,
we ran out of space.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, no, yeah. We still went through, like, the entire show. But it stopped recording.
Yeah.
With, like, 20 minutes left, which is so sad because we had some quality content.
Yeah, we had some good stuff.
We did.
Yeah. But you know what? You're back on, and hopefully it won't be the last time.
Nope. Yes. Nope.
There's an open invitation.
I'm literally 5 minutes down the street, so
hell yeah.
This happened.
Yeah, that's if you include like putting on your sweatshirt and your shoes.
Just roll out of bed.
Yeah, warm up the car. It takes 10, maybe. Takes 10.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, hey, let's do another shameless plug for what you've been working on. What you doing right now?
Yeah.
Just working on eBay, selling stuff.
Plug that shop, man.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Well, I kind of started like a small like branding thing under the name of Treasure Cave.
Treasure Cave.
Yeah,
Treasure Cave.
I think I'll stick with that. Like, it's nothing super crazy, but just posting up stuff that I have.
You have an Instagram, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm also doing. I'll give a little teaser as to something else I'm working on, it's gonna be like a CBD company, and definitely. Oh. Stay tuned for that kind of stuff soon.
Very nice. Now's the time to hit that market, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
And you get to help people also.
Exactly. I'm trying to hop on before Christmas. Just hopefully get some sales. So we'll,
very nice.
Doing that soon. But yeah, no, that's about it.
All right, Treasure Cave on Instagram. Check that shop.
Treasure Cave.
Hell yeah. Very nice. Keep us up to date and definitely update us the next time you're on.
I will.
Hell yeah, man. All right. Well, just as a side note, this is Down by Kendrick. Head out of this.
It's a great outro jam. I can strut away from this.
My name is Judy Myers.
I am Chris Morley.
John Bronson.
Hell yeah, this has been Release Radar 21.
Thanks for joining us.
Hasta la vista, nerdos.